Closing Discourse.
My dear brethren, this has been a great week. The Lord has blessed us in a way that would be impossible for us to explain. I'm sure that your hearts are filled because of the blessings that we all enjoyed this past week. Last Saturday morning, a warm visit was expressed to us in a marvelous discourse and welcoming us here. We were invited to sit at our Heavenly Father's own table to talk about His Word, to be drawn closer to our beloved Master, to get better acquainted with our beloved brethren, and to tell our Heavenly Father that we love Him more as a result of the convention than at any other time in our life. Long, long ago, most of us learned the secret of looking unto the Lord for His blessing. And we found it here again this week at George Fox College in Newbern, Oregon. This has been a wonderful place. Going from the auditorium to the cafeteria, I just love to look out on that green grass and the flowers and to see the brethren walking together, happy as larks. I think that one of the great blessings of this convention has been that marvelous text. Truly, we became again the blessed people of God who know the joyful sound. That's why we sit here at the closing of the convention, thankful that our Father has blessed us so richly. It's not easy to arrange for a convention such as this. I think perhaps most of you here know that. And I wish that I had the time to be able to just describe and to tell you how many of our brethren helped to make this such a special event. Two of our brethren worked very, very hard here. At times I thought it was like almost night and day. They were in the special services. It was Brother Michael Balco and Brother Glenn Baker. And I'm sure a lot of us were very, very thankful that we did have a transportation service that that did what I think was a very noble job. We surely did enjoy ourselves. I can hardly believe how much ice cream you ate, though. I happened to see one of the ladies this afternoon that was bringing the ice cream to us. And I said to her, just how much ice cream did we really eat? And she said, she made some figures here, and she said, well, 108 gallons. And that's not counting tonight. Not only that, but we didn't have ice cream one night, but we did have cookies. And I couldn't really get the exact figure on the cookies. But the closest I could come was to 3,950. So you see, we did have a great time. Now going back to the good old days and Bible students conventions, we did have a nice review of it in our fellowship together, and also in the very first message of welcoming us. But I would just like to say that again, that 45 years ago, that there were brethren who were already interested in getting something here in the West Coast that could prove to be a blessing to brethren who weren't able to go to a general convention way out in the eastern part of the country. And so I remember that it was 45 years ago when Brother Woodworth and Brother George Wilson, I think most of you know they're the Frank and Ernest of radio. And one of the things that they emphasized in this committee meeting was that they thought that it would be so wonderful if we could have a general convention on the West Coast. Well, it didn't materialize, but nevertheless, every once in a while the brethren would talk about it. And finally, down to this very week, it did materialize. And what a happy, happy time we have had as a result of that. And I was just wondering whether there are some here today. I know quite a few of our brethren have already had to go home, but I was wondering if there are still some brethren here who, for the first time have come to a general convention. Would you mind raising your hand, or let's stand up. That's more than I thought. Just stand up if this is the first time that you. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. And I think that it's marvelous that this could happen to help our brethren rejoice in this nice new way. Now, I think that we realized during the business meeting that that next year we go to St. Joseph, Missouri, and that it looks as though we'll be going to Grand Rapids in the next year after that, 95, that is. But it's not hopeless yet about having a place in the West. We're still working on the possibility of coming back here someday. Would you like that? Well, we liked it too, us Westerners. And we want to thank you for coming here and making this such a very special, special place. This week we have had a taste, I think, of the same kind of fellowship and joy as did those first disciples back just after the Lord's crucifixion. Those brethren on the day of Pentecost had such blessings. They knew that the Master had promised that he would send them a comforter and that he would watch over them and bless them. And so when the day of Pentecost came, there was indeed great joy. I couldn't help but think of that occasion, to think of how we, as we planned ahead for this convention, realized that there were going to be brethren who could serve us with meat in due season, and that there would be so many of the Lord's little ones who would be here at the convention, looking and hoping and drinking in the joys of fellowship and appreciating God's great blessing to his people. And so we felt just like those disciples of old, I think, when we gathered together. And what thrilled us the most, perhaps, is that we felt that the Master himself, in a very special, miraculous way, was in our very midst. We left behind all sorts of problems back home, and I suppose most of us. Some of us had some sorrows, maybe, that made us feel that, well, I can't go to the convention, but somehow you came. We didn't concern ourselves to go out shopping. We didn't worry about going to work or preparing meals. Instead, this week, we spent our time on becoming stronger spiritually. And very likely some of us, in the lessons that we got from the brethren who served us, at times, or perhaps it was only a prayer at the beginning or the ending of a meeting that awakened you in some way to realize, this answers something for me. And I think that most of us, in some measure, can thank our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus that we did get something this week that has touched our heart and it will help us remember that particular day on which the Lord spoke to us in a way that was special for only number one. Perhaps many of us, or for many of us, the highlight of the convention has been our fellowship together. That is one of the great joys of the General Convention in a way that is not really quite the same to other conventions, and that is that the brethren come from far off places so often. Sometimes you go to a General Convention and you see someone that you haven't seen for 20 years or 30 years, sometimes longer than that. And what joy it is to see these dear brethren. Yes, the General Convention is a very special place. And what is also very special about a General Convention is that so very often we have very special brethren who have come from far off places in order to be here to fellowship with us and to give us some of the spiritual food that we long for. I'm thinking now of our dear friends in Greece. Where is Brother Gomez and Sister Rula? Somewhere here. Why don't you stand up so I can see you and so that the other friends can see you? There they are. They came all the way from Greece. Did you have a good time? They're nodding their heads, yes. We knew it all the time. And also we have Brother and Sister Nordman. Would you stand up, dear Nordmans? There they are in the back. We're happy that you could be with us, and may the Lord bless you for the great trip that you made. How about Brother and Sister Holiday? They're here somewhere in the front. Would you please stand up? They're like old timers. I better correct this. They're young old timers. Thank you very much for coming. A brother and sister Stalder from Germany, they've already gone. But it was good to have them here. They gave us that special touch. Sister Rowena from Australia and the Charltons. I know Sister Rowena is here. Where are you? Would you stand up, please? There she is, way in the back. Are the Charltons here? Oh, there they are. Good. Thank you. We're glad you could come, too. And then we have the friends, three. We have a brother and a sister and another sister from Japan. Where are you? Did they leave already? You see, that's something very special about a General Convention, to have these friends come from such far-off places. We've had some friends come from Canada also. How about the Canadians just standing up and showing us your colors? Well, that's good. So we're from British Columbia, from Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and what, any other province? Oh, Now, Sister Robinson, would you please specially stand up? We thank you very, very much. Anybody else that came from a far off place, not in the United States, though? Well, that's the United States. I can't see very well. Okay, anyway, the Lord bless you all for making such a special effort to be here. We appreciate that very, very much. Okay. Here we have a list of states from America. First one, Alabama. Anybody here from Alabama? Good, thank you. Alaska. Would you feel like standing up or do you want me to just go through it? There's an Alaskan. I think the others are gone. Arizona. Way in the back there. I think we better move along. California. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. From now on, the next one is Connecticut. Yes, say here. Good. Florida. Georgia. Oh. That was kind of weak, but that's okay. Idaho. Illinois. Wow. Massachusetts. Somebody here from Massachusetts. Maybe they're gone. Michigan. Missouri. Montana, Nebraska, just in case you don't know, that was Paul Magnum, Nevada, here, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, here, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Virginia, where are you, Virginia? Who is that? Oh, there's Virginia. It's not the one I meant. There's a Virginia here somewhere, I know. Okay, let's see. We still have Vermont. Hey. Washington. Good. Wisconsin. West Virginia. Wyoming. Wyoming must be gone. They were on the list. Anybody else that we missed? Who? Mississippi? New Jersey? Oh, that's good. That's right. I guess... Indiana? Okay, you have to forgive us for these little errors. Anyway, it's nice to have you all here. Now, we have other highlights. I think that one of the highlights of this convention has been the singing. I think that all of you here, we should give you some kind of little badges or something, because the singing from the audience has been very outstanding this time. And I think that you are really good singers, every one of you. And we thank you for that. Of course, not to say that we have perhaps the best acoustics in this part of the world, but they are very good, but you're still good singers. And I think that the music has been just marvelous, and the Vesper services have been a great blessing. The chorus has been something that is hard to describe, but you'll get more of that in just a few minutes. The piano players deserve a pat on the back. The organists, the song leaders, they've all helped in our praising God. Incidentally, I was kind of tickled a little to hear that our convention music department conducted a short course in congregational song leading, including last evening and today. There have been 6 graduates of that short course. And during the day, they each took a turn to serve, you know. And that's the first time that those brethren have ever did any leading of singing at a general convention. And so next year we're going to have some experienced help. I think that all of us owe the teachers a great deal of thanks. We have seen those little children develop into mature young people. And I think that our generation, that is, my generation is, you know, just way down there already, but there's a generation of little folks that is coming. And I think that this little generation is beginning to realize a lot of things about the Heavenly Father. And I think that these teachers have been very helpful to them. Now, I would also like to just read this little thing that I had the privilege of putting together with others. But just to tell you that about 21 years ago, the children's Bible classes at the General Convention, that's 21 years ago, were not too well attended. They seemed to somehow like lack vitality, and in the case of the teenagers, there was only one class per day. At the same time, seminars and camps for young people were being held at other conventions all over the country. The General Convention Committee asked 3 brethren to try and revitalize the young people's program. Brothers Jim Parkinson, Tim Krupa, and Wade Austin were asked to do that. They designed a program that went from morning to night for those young people. They divided the classes into 5 to 7, 2 groups of 8 to 12, and 2 teenage groups. They also had, in this program, they had recreation. They started to do choral work, singing. That was particularly for the teens. And additionally, there were sessions that they had to go to in the auditorium. Just doing that for those young people revitalized the program. It was outstanding. More families began to come to the general convention because their children wanted to go to the general convention because they had friends. It became so active that the committee work was divided. Jim and Wade took the 8 to 12 program. Ginger, she was Bruce then. Ginger Brand, now, at that, you know, we just want you not to get confused about who it is. Tim and she worked together on the teenage program. After many years, those committee members retired. Would you believe that? And other brothers and sisters took over and contributed to the young people's program, bringing it to the spiritual vital program we have today for our young people. You heard some of that vitality in last night's Vesper service. Last year at the elders' meeting, a need was identified to assist our younger brethren, ages 18, old and up, to say the 20s or early 30s. And without really realizing it, the General Convention Committee asked two of the same brothers who helped us 20 years ago to develop a pilot program for young adults 18 years and older. And so it turns out that about 98% of those who participated in this pilot program thought that it was absolutely wonderful. And so I think that we must be very careful to make sure that we are doing as much as we possibly can for this young generation that's coming up. Because some of us will be, we hope, taken by the Lord, but the young people will continue on. I think one of the highlights of the convention was the baptismal service. I would like to just mention that it was Ron Richardson. Oh, what do I see? Brother Seelan and Lenora Stocker. When I think of the glorious melodies and words that we use to praise God, I can't help but think of our little friend, Alan. You know, he's totally and completely deaf. He hears none of the melodies that we love so much. Do you know that he has never heard his mother pray? He has never heard a bird sing. has never heard us say, "Hello, how are you?" Let me tell you something which I think is very interesting and I think providential that came to us this week. Brother Ron Richardson, he's right there, from Alaska, who was immersed last Tuesday. He attended his first general convention here. And on Sunday, Brother Ron was absolutely flabbergasted when he saw the sign language interpreter signing the theme discourse, and again on Wednesday, signing the baptismal discourse. Because of finances, the interpreter for Elan was hired to sign only the morning teenage classes. But on Sunday, Elan asked if the signer could stay in the afternoon because he said he wanted to learn as much as he could from her, and really then us. And it was possible then, with the Lord's help, for us to add interpreting to the schedule. And so that's why we find her here today. Now let me tell you why Brother Ron was so struck. Brother Ron and his wife have a 15-year-old daughter who is also deaf. Brother Ron, we look forward to that blessed time when your daughter, perhaps Elan, and millions of others in the world will be able to hear the voice of the Lord and be tremendously blessed. The prophet has stated that a time will come when the blind eyes shall be opened and the deaf ears shall be unstopped, and the lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. And so, we are so thankful that we've had this. I'm sorry that it's my fault. I usually talk too much. But we want to thank you for coming to this convention. We want to thank you for all that you have done to make this the best convention ever. Let us not forget that the Lord is now sending us forth into the world with the desire that the convention in Newburgh, Oregon will help us to become engrossed in keeping our garments unspotted from the world and in daily embroidering good works and making acceptable sacrifices to our Heavenly Father. And so, dearly beloved, the curtain slowly falls upon the 1993 convention that was so wonderful and so blessed here in Newburgh, Oregon. There still remains for us in this auditorium one of the sweetest blessings of this convention, it will be the temple singers presenting melodies of praise. And so the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.